Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'm bringing somebody on today. He's going to join me, and we're going to do this together. We're going to work on your financial freedom together. And if you've caught any of my prior shows, any of the shows by any of the other hosts, you know that we talk quite a bit about team, building a team. This is not a lone wolf sport, real estate investing. We want to have a team around us. And this is the newest member of my team. Now, he's not new. He's been around a while. He's in fact, a longtime member from Houston. And if you're new to the program, I'm in Dallas. I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth. But this guy, he's a longtime member from Houston and enjoys a wonderful lifestyle. Remember what we say at the end of the show, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. He has taken that to heart. We'll hear a little bit about that. But as far as team, well, this gentleman is in fact now one of my mentors. In fact, we had a chat not too long ago about some of the houses that my wife and I are contracted on and buying down in his neck of the woods, down around Houston, which is why I reached out and said, hey, Sorrell, can you tell me a little bit about the market and so on? So without further ado, I'm bringing on Sorrell. He's one of our single family mentors out of the Houston office and has been there for a while, as we'll hear. Hey, Sorrell, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for having me in your program today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I love hearing other members' stories. I love hearing our sundry team member stories as well. You know, you are a member as well as now a mentor. And I'm curious, how long have you been around Lifestyles Unlimited? When did you join? When did you become a member?
I became a member in 2013, and I started buying single-family homes. And eventually, a couple of years later, I moved to passive investments in real in our multifamily, and now I do both.
You're kind of like me. So you joined in 2012 here, and I did the same thing. Went down that single family path for quite a long time, and just recently as well in the past few years have done the passive investing as well in apartments. But let's go back a step and let's set the stage for the listener. What were you doing before you found real estate investing and lifestyles, and what made you want to become an investor?
I had worked in sales for most of my career for over 30 years, and at the time I joined, I had been at a pretty big online travel company, and I was working there. And I realized I was in my 50s, and I had not saved well for retirement. I had a lot of fun in my younger years and didn't invest properly and had a kind of a bad turn in some decisions I made and found myself in some fairly bad financial circumstances and got my feet back on the ground that far. But while I was in that little time period, I cashed in the little 401k I did have, the little retirement I had. So in my early 50s, I was basically starting over from scratch. And I had a good job. I was making really good money. But I looked at the crystal ball and realized I would be working well into my 50s just to try to follow the traditional path of retirement. And I just happened to hear one of the radio programs such as yours one day on the radio. And went into a free workshop and heard of things, and everything sounded like something I was interested in doing. I had no plans on being a real estate investor at that time, but it sounded much better than the path I was on with the traditional retirement vehicles. So I joined, and all within a month, I know a lot of members I speak to and probably you speak to on the radio, they listen to the programs, the podcasts and the radio programs for sometimes years before they do anything. But I was in such a desperate situation that from the time I heard it on the radio, I went to the free workshop, the 2-day, and I was a member all within about 2 weeks.
Wow. And there's a lot to unpack right there. And just for the listener's sake, you know, I know we have, like you said, folks that have been listening for a very, very long time. And I was one of those too, Sorrell. I listened for, I think, a year and a half, my wife and I both, before we took action. And that's okay. That's not uncommon. But you do have to take action at some point to get this ball rolling. And you mentioned you're in your 50s. So it's never too late to start to improve, to go down this path. And I do want to give out a website. You mentioned the free workshop. We do those online now. Back when I joined as well, it was in person here in the Dallas-Fort Worth offices. But if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, there's a little button there for the free workshop. It's just an hour and a half. Do those at noon, do those in the evening. So pick what fits your schedule. But learn about the broader topics of real estate investing, the 5 ways we make money, all that good stuff. So you made a good decision and said, hey, I'm going to take control. Had you done any investing prior, or was this all new to you?
This was all new to me. I had never owned a rental property. I had never owned a business. I had a W-2 job my entire life. So this was kind of a leap of faith for me to do this. But my other option, the other path that I was on, was pretty bleak. So I investigated, did my due diligence, but I was ready to get started.
Yeah, you were on the conventional wisdom path, just like so many others. And you know, thinking about, you know, financial dire straits, we enjoyed a good run there after the start of COVID and until more recently. I suspect, Sorrell, that we're going to see some people getting into dire straits here very soon if they don't do something like you did to take action. So you caught the radio program. You were in Houston at the time, had no experience in real estate investing, and now I'm coming to you to bring you onto my team because I'm looking for a mentor in Houston because we're under contract on a few houses down that way. This will be our first foray. In fact, we've been looking. Boy, Sorrell, I'll tell you what, I get a lot of the email blasts from the realty team down there as well as San Antonio. We have a realty team in Atlanta, Georgia now. I'm seeing stuff there in Tennessee, Phoenix. There's all kinds of good stuff crossing my desk. But finally, I said, this is the one. This is the one, actually two, that we're going to do down there. So let me dial up Sorrell and see what he can do to help me understand that market since it is new to me. Now, we're going to head into a break here in just a minute. When we come back, Sorrell, I want to dive into that side of it because you are now on my team. I've begun leveraging you, and be prepared because I'm going to keep coming back every time I have a question. So be
okay.
Ready. But I want to hear about the mentoring program, what that means, what you do, and so on. So stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the 2-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The 2-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I'm joined today by Sorrell. And Sorrell is one of our single family mentors based out of the Houston office. And if you caught the prior segment. We heard a little bit of his background. And Sorrell, it's not uncommon. I talk to a lot of people through my role as a radio guy, and a lot of people are bumping along and struggling and looking for that thing to do next to maybe salvage that future. And well, you took action with Lifestyles Unlimited and getting into single family investing, as we heard, and then now eventually multifamily as well. To the listener, by the way, if you missed the prior segment, if you miss any more of the show, want to catch any past shows, go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the radio button. We do archive our shows there as podcasts. But Sorrell, I did mention in the prior segment that you and I, we did have a conversation because I am now making a foray into a market that is new to me, which is Houston. And I wanted to hear, so I had very concrete questions, as you know, about the area that we're targeting. And for the listeners, so they understand, just what is a mentor? Can you tell us a little bit about, well, maybe how you became a mentor, first of all, and then what does a mentor do?
Absolutely. So one thing Lifestyles teaches is when you have some success to give back, and there's multiple ways you can give back to help other people. Del Walmsley, who our founder, he has a saying that, you know, those who have success go forward and then send back maps. And I knew, again, we mentioned, I knew nothing about this when I got into it, but I followed the mentors, and I was successful. I was able to retire from my W-2 job in 3.5 years, where I was looking at working 15 to 20 years prior to finding Lifestyles Unlimited. So I retired, and I was retired for about a year and a half, and then, about a little less than a year. I was retired for a little less than a year, and I got the opportunity to come back on and give back. First, I started in member services for a couple of months, and then I had the opportunity to become a mentor. And because of the help I received from mentors, I jumped at the chance to help other people. Absolutely loved doing it, and can't imagine, not doing this for a while. I thought it'd be a short-term thing. But so what a mentor does is I help other people with all kinds of questions. There is no question that is too small, too insignificant, or some people say, I'll call up and say, I have a stupid question. There is no such thing as a stupid question. I would not be retired today had I not had help from the mentors. Now, there is a program that, we have 3 different levels of membership, and there is a program that you can do without the mentors. And if you, want to do that, you're smart enough to do that, you have enough time to do that, that's obviously a very viable program. But the mentorship is just a huge jump start to that. And so if someone who doesn't have a lot of time or they need more hand-holding, they need more guidance and directions, that's what the mentors do. And we do everything from helping members to analyze properties and analyze inspection reports. And one of the key things that we do is that sometimes we tell members, what they don't want to hear. Sometimes they're looking at going down a path that does not meet their criteria. They tell us what their goals are, what their criteria is, how much money they have, and they will start looking at properties that don't meet this criteria. And so we're kind of the roadblock to, in some cases, help people to not do something that can cause them some either major headaches or, in some cases, even financial problems.
Yeah, that's an interesting point of view. I by the way, and I got a chuckle. You said you thought it would something being a mentor, something you do would be doing for a short period of time. You've been at it for a while now, I think. How long have you been in your role as a mentor?
Yeah, almost 4 years. When I got the opportunity to do it, and I thought because I'm retired, I love to travel, and when I had the opportunity to do it, I thought I'd do this for a couple of years and I'll give back. And now I have, at some point I'll leave, but I have no urgency to stop doing this because I absolutely love doing it, helping members and watching their success.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's absolutely a blast. One of the most fun things I've ever done.
Yeah, I was going to ask, I had a question here in front of me. What's your favorite part about being a mentor? I think that's it. Seeing people grow. Isn't that just
absolutely
a pleasure?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I see people come in with kind of like me, with kind of despondent over whatever their particular situation is, and no hope for the future, or little hope for the future, I guess. And I've seen members, come in with modest means, and when 3 to 5 years, they're retiring.
But back to something you said a moment ago, I wanted to be sure to underscore, you know, a mentor can tell you how to do things and they're not going to do it for you. And they may show you the path. But I think the notion in particular of keeping you on the path, on the straight and narrow, is hugely important. And I am guilty of this. You use the term goals. We set goals, and it's so easy. It is so easy over the course of a quarter or a year to become distracted and start to deviate. And painful though it may be, I love it when you, Sorrel, or the mentors I work with up here come along and just give me a kick. Remember your goals.
Yeah, the one thing we do in the very first meeting is to figure out what their goals are. Sometimes the goals are not realistic. They don't have enough money to get to this place and this time frame. So we sometimes adjust those goals. But we want to find out what their goals are, where they want to be, put some realistic timelines on that, and then we lay out the roadmap to get you from point A to point B. And sometimes members stray from that roadmap, and that's where we want to, you know, pull them back in line again.
Absolutely. I'm curious, somebody is new to the program. They're going down the path. You've had that consultation with them, figured out their goals. What are some of the common questions that you get at the outset from new members?
Just like me, and most people are a bit frightened to absolute terrified, because this is pretty much new for the vast majority of people that join Lifestyles Unlimited. And so we then talk about the success, the member success, and this is demonstrated through case studies and now that we're live again, networking, you know, when you go and meet other members, and yeah, it's not just me, the mentor, but there's, you know, thousands of members that have done this, that walked this path, and they have success. And so the members also, they only not only work with mentors, they network with other members who are doing this. They've actively, they're in the process of doing it, and they already have 1, 2, 10 properties. They can talk to other members who've followed the path, and they've totally retired. They can talk to members who've started in the single family arena, and then they moved to the multifamily arena. So there are, you know, there's some mentors, and we do our part, but there is a lot of success from thousands of members that they can network with. And it's not, they're not out in this world alone. So that seeing that track record of success from other members helps a lot.
Yeah, and that's what I opened the show with. You don't want to be a lone wolf, and I don't know about you, Sorrel, when I'm out and about in the community or checking out houses, I'll stop and talk to people I see, and I'll see someone fixing up a house. I'm real curious what's going on, and too often I meet the lone wolf that's out there trying to do it by themselves, and it's going to take them a year and a half to get that house done. And boy, when you have that team and when you have that Lifestyles ecosystem, is how I like to describe what you were just talking about, not just the mentors, but that 50,000 member network of Lifestyles investors to network with and to talk with. It's a huge opportunity. By the way, we're going to head into a quick break. When we come back, I want to give you a huge opportunity to meet a lot of those investors, so stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I'm joined today by Sorrel. He's one of our single family mentors out of Houston. He's been a longtime member himself and eventually picked up the baton, as we heard in the last segment, and is enjoying giving back in his role as a mentor. And we heard a little bit about what mentors do. And Sorrel, I have a few more questions for you on that front. But here's a question for you. I'm holding a silver dollar in my hand. Any idea why? It's a tough question.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I get excited when I have guests on, Sorrell, and I'm enjoying talking to you, and I forget to give out my email address. So this is a reminder to myself. I hold the silver dollar until I give out the email address, and I set it down. So for the listener, if you have any questions for me, very seriously, if you have any questions about our topics today or anything else, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, that is askandy@luinc.com. And Sorrell, I mentioned ahead of the break an opportunity that the listener is going to have very, very soon to meet some of our 50,000 membership base. In fact, this is going to be in your neck of the woods. I'll be making the drive down with my wife to Houston. We've got our Wealth and Passive Income Expo and tour coming up. Again, our Wealth and Passive Income Expo 2022. It's going to be March 17th, 18th, and 19th right there in Houston. And boy, we've always had thousands of investors there. So if you're listening now and thinking, boy, I like what I'm hearing, Sorrell's going to be there. All of our single family and multifamily mentors will be there. People you can talk to and ask your questions. And even better, the broader base, a lot of our members will be there. So it's a great opportunity to ask them, hey, what is this thing? It sounds too good to be true, what I'm hearing from Sorrell and what I hear from Andy. But boy, you ask your questions there, and I think you'll come away convinced. Sorrell, what's your favorite part of the expo?
The networking. I love the networking and meeting new people. And the first one I went to as a brand new member, by the time the expo came around, I already had, I think, three houses. So I wasn't totally inexperienced, but I was able to talk to people with a lot more experience than I had. So that was very informative. But the biggest part for me probably has always been the education. There are just dozens of classes that go on. You know, Lifestyles is always taught best product, best price. You know, you mentioned, I think, at the end of the last segment about when you find that guy out there kind of going on his own. And so this is a good way to just, you know, get set your schedule and blast through various classes that interest you, and you can learn a lot from experts. And so I find, to this day, I still find that helpful. I mean, I have a small part in the education, but when I'm not teaching a class, I'm going to classes myself, you know, 8 years later still.
Absolutely. Me too. I look forward. In fact, I sit down with my wife because we'll both be there and we divide and conquer. I don't attach myself to her hip and we don't kind of tandem move through the crowds. We divide and conquer, and I'll be at the radio booth for a period of time, but we'll get out as well. And in fact, for the listener, if you go to the website, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, our schedule of breakout sessions is in fact published there for all day Friday, all day Saturday. And to your point, Sorrell, we're going to talk about this in the final segment. You're going to be teaching a couple of classes, and I want to let the listener know then what those are, and actually get into one of the topics maybe just a little bit, because it's also near and dear to my heart. That's those older properties. But before we get to that, I want to finish our conversation about being a mentor. We talked about the common questions you hear from the new members, and those are probably the people you are working with the greatest. But like me, I've been doing this for 10 years, but you hear you and I had a call because I wanted to ask a lot of questions, and I'm going to have more, I guarantee it. When you talk to more experienced members, do you see more common questions that you're getting from those guys and gals, or what does your conversation typically look like?
I do, but let me take one quick step back. There's probably three different types of members I speak with. The two basic categories are the new members and the more experienced members. But in the new member range, there's two sections of those. Those are the people who come in like I did, probably like I think you said you did, with no experience whatsoever, and they're ready to embrace the model that Lifestyles teaches. And then when we get that person who's been out there on their own, they bought a house or two, and they've not done it correctly, they realize there's a better way, but they're still bringing some of those old ideas with them. So we kind of have to, you know, get that out of their mindset to get started on what Lifestyles teaches. Now, with the more experienced members, they already have one or two houses. It varies. There are some people that the vast majority of people, their first one is the hardest. And so for the vast majority of people, they have a ton of questions, and there's no such thing as too many questions or anything like that. Call me, reach out to the mentors as much as you need to. Once they've been through it, and a lot of those questions are fear-based, or not necessarily fear, but just the fear of the unknowing, I guess. unknown. And so once they're experienced, even on their second property, then it's going to be a lot more specific questions about things that are happening as opposed to things that might go wrong. And so and it's a lot of evaluation and analyzing property questions. And I'm looking at the first house they're looking at. I want a property. And now with the second house, they've already had one, and they know what they did there. And then they're looking to fine tune it to make the second house better. And they've already worked with contractors, and so now they can better evaluate the different contractors and things like that. So it's really fine tuning when you get to the second property.
And interesting.
For the third property, it's even easier. Some members, I'll talk to them a lot on the first property, a little less on the second. I don't hear from them again. And they, next time I see them, they have four or five properties. Some members will call me a lot on each property, which I welcome those calls also. A little funny, quick story. I have one member who's been a member for 3 years or so, almost since I became a mentor. I think he's on his seventh or eighth house now. And he calls me a lot, and he starts off the conversation now with, put your referee hat on because my wife and I have a debate. And so what would Sorrell do? So, and I love that call from him. You know, he and I have actually developed a good relationship, but it's kind of funny that. And I said, no, don't tell me who's on which side. I want to make sure I'm making an impartial decision here. So,
yeah, you're the arbitrator, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's funny. Yeah. You know, I think my wife and I have, I wish we had known that before. There have been times where we've butted heads on things as well. So you may be hearing from us. I don't know. Now that I know that cat's out of the bag as we work these properties down your way, we may be enlisting your marital services as well. Now, here I am, a guy from Dallas, reaching out to you down in Houston. For me, I think from door to door, maybe a 5-hour drive to get to these properties. Are you having a lot of conversations with people that are, like me, maybe farther afield?
Absolutely. When I became a Lifestyles member, Lifestyles has had a national presence for decades, probably. The company's been around for over 30 years, and I'm not sure when Dell first got some out of Texas members, but it's been quite a while. But primarily as a member, and then even as my beginning as a mentor, I was dealing mostly with Houston people. And I still remember a meeting we had, and Dell made the comment that, you know, live where you want to live and invest where it's best for you. And over the last couple of years, I have worked with many, many members who live in other places, even other states. And I've not talked to anyone out of the country yet, but I talked to members all over the country that are investing in Houston. And, I'm happy to do that. We have kind of two levels of working with national members, we call them. And I think that term is even being changed because so many of our members are national, meaning not living in a city where we have a realty office and our Lifestyles office. And so if you live in St. Louis and you want to invest in St. Louis, for instance, there are national mentors, and they will help you because we don't have a presence there, a physical presence there. They will help you build your team of realtors, talk to you about how you get vendors, and go through that entire process. But if you live other places and then you want to invest in a place where we do have a presence, like the realtor, the mentors here in Houston, and that's not just me, there's three of us here, or in Dallas, or in Central Texas.
Okay. Hey, I'm gonna pause you for 1 second. We're gonna head into our last break. Let's pick this up on the other side. Stick around.
Dell Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I'm joined today by Sorrell. He's one of our mentors out of Houston. And Houston, Sorrell, I'm holding that silver dollar one more time so I remember to give out my email. That is askandy@luinc.com. So if you have any questions for me, send me an email or come out to the expo. I'll be there. If you have questions for Sorrell, he's going to be at the expo as well. In fact, he's going to be teaching a couple of classes. So come on down. If you want to learn more, go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. If you do choose to register there, actually, a couple of our packages are sold out already, but any pass or package, you can get a discount. Use my name as the promo code. It's Andy, capital A-N-D-Y, all caps, A-N-D-Y, and I'll give you $97 off. Sorrell, boy, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to come hunt you down and bring the rest of my questions we didn't already talk about on the phone. Again, if you missed the earlier segment, I'm in Dallas. Earlier segment, we talked about this, and Sorrell's in Houston, and we are contracted to buy our first houses down that way, my wife and I. So I've actually leveraged Sorrell's wisdom to help me along that process. And Sorrell, that's what we were talking about just a moment ago as we headed into the break, was the national mentoring that we have now. So in Houston, you said there are three mentors. I know up here in Dallas, there are in San Antonio, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, there are three on the national stage as well.
Correct. We all work nationally because, you know, people can live anywhere and buy properties here in Houston. Even in this tough, strong seller's market, Houston's still a pretty good market to buy investment property. So I work with people all the time who live literally across the country, and they're buying properties in Houston. And Lifestyles has a method they teach. You can actually buy these. There's people who buy properties that haven't even seen. And there's a very careful way to do that, of course. And then some of those, you know, once they buy the property, rehab it, they can actually manage the property remotely. You don't have to be here to manage the property. And Lifestyles teaches all this. But all of us work with members from all over the country. We have three national mentors, but even I'm considered a Houston mentor, but I work with members all over the country that are buying here.
Absolutely. I had Greg Scott on a few weeks ago. He's an investor out of Detroit, Michigan, and I know he began his career as a real estate investor with Lifestyles Unlimited here in Texas as well. So he was one of the early examples of those national members, as it were. So I'm not quite that far away, but I'm not near Houston either. So it's advantageous to me to be able to leverage you and your local presence there. So if you're listening, if you're catching the podcast after the show, St. Louis, Missouri, or on the coast somewhere, we have somebody in place that can help you no matter where you want to invest. And like you said, Sorrell, live where you want, invest where it makes sense. Why do you want to do that? So that you can live the lifestyle. And that's what I want to transition to, because boy, you are living a lifestyle that I enjoy hearing about. I've caught some of the other programs where you've been a guest with Al or Mike or Dell and heard a little bit of your story there. Can you tell us what you're up to when it comes to the lifestyle?
Yeah, I have a lot of expensive hobbies, which is one of the other good reasons I found Lifestyles. But one of my absolute passion in life is travel. I actually worked at a travel company for 13 years before I retired. I've been around the world. I've been to all 50 states, 91 countries, and 6 of the 7 continents. And so I did some traveling, obviously, before I came to Lifestyles, but it's exploded since I was able to leave my W-2 job. And I just love travel. I love seeing the world, meeting people, and you know, all the experiences from around the world. And I do that quite a bit. As a matter of fact, I had another interview similar to this with Mike. And it coincided with the time I was on a trip. I was scuba diving in Mexico, so I called in for the radio program from Isla Mujeres, Mexico, sitting out watching the beautiful blue ocean.
I love that. I love to hear that. The listener may have heard earlier shows I've hosted where we're not quite so international in our travels at the moment, but we've been traveling around the U.S. in the RV bunker, doing shows from the road and managing from afar as well. So, boy, that's great. Broadcasting from Mexico, Sorrell, I think I need to do that.
Next time I'm going to take my silver dollar and go south.
Yeah. That's the other good thing about being a mentor also and being a real estate investor. I can manage my properties from anywhere, and I can also mentor from anywhere. I do have some commitments where I have to be in person, but the majority of what I do on a mentoring scale is phone and email, and so I can do that from anywhere. So I'm not restricted to, you know, a job and a 2-week vacation or 3-week vacation. I can actually, I've done mentoring from around the world in the last, you know, 3.5 years or so.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you mentioned Houston. You know, I printed these out for a prior show. I never did get to these, but I've got a few of the email blasts from the realty team down there, and they're really good numbers, very low out of pocket. This one's a 21.7% cash on cash return. Cash flow per month, about 600. I mean, really good numbers down there. So I've continued to keep my eye on that market. And as I mentioned, finally investing down there. And it's been a pleasure talking with you on that point. But I really love hearing about the travel. You know, I lived overseas for quite a while and traveled quite a bit. Not that extensively. Boy, I want to get my 5-year-old, get him his passport and do what you're doing. Wow, tremendous amount of countries. So you were down in Mexico scuba diving. A lot of my friends are skydivers. They skydive and scuba dive. Have you done the other side of that, jumped out of the airplane yet?
I have not. I you may not remember, but the one time we met, I talked to you very briefly about that, and I've been terrified to do it. I love zip lining. I've done parasailing, but I've never skydived, and as of right now, it's not on my list.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, when I see you in the expo, I may need to wear my skydiving shirt. You know, there's a shirt that says, I will not tiptoe to death's door. It shows a guy flying in past death with his little scythe there on a parachute. So, which is not, hey, scuba, you know, that's nothing I've tried. So let's trade stories and, yeah.
Okay.
I'll get you in the air. You get me under the water.
I'll tell you about shark diving this past December where I probably saw 30 sharks on one dive.
Wow. I'll tell you what, Sorrell, there are no sharks in the air. So there's nothing with teeth up there that's going to bite me. Good stuff. So, hey, you're living the lifestyle. I love to hear it. And I think a big message for the listener, it doesn't matter where you're listening right now. You can be listening where you are and where you sit and investing where Sorrell is in Houston or where I am in Dallas or in San Antonio, where we have mentors as well. I mentioned the realty team in Atlanta, Georgia, Tennessee, Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, we're well represented across the Sun Belt right now. And of course, our national mentors are supporting just across the nation. So a lot of opportunity to do what we're talking about, living the lifestyle like Sorrell and investing where it makes sense. That's great stuff, Sorrell. Let's talk about one final topic, and that is the expo, because, and I hinted at this a couple of times, that's coming up here March 17th, 18th, and 19th. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com to learn more. But in fact, you can see the schedule there. Sorrell, you're featured as one of our educators in at least one or two of the breakout sessions. What are the topics? What are we going to hear about from you?
Okay. One quick thing on the lifestyle, I'll tell you that. So my lifestyle is travel, but whatever your lifestyle is, embrace it. And this is an opportunity for you to get there. At one of the last case studies I did a couple of months ago, our member presenting was a minister, and his goal is to leave his job so he can do his ministry for free. And, you know, that's a, you know, kind of makes my travel, you know.
Yeah.
but I mean, whatever your passion is, this gives you the vehicle to get there. So the classes I'm teaching, I'm actually co-hosting a class with a provider of tenant screening. I'm just kind of the host on that one. But tenant screening is vitally important to your success as a real estate investor. There are ways you want to do it the correct way, and then there's legal ways that you need to do it to avoid fair housing problems. That's a very big mess if you are not evaluating your tenants on a consistent basis. So I'm hosting a class with an expert in that field. We will talk about tenant screening. And the other class I'm actually teaching is about buying older homes. And that's very important now because, again, with this tight market, we're finding a lot more properties that are older. I mean, talking properties built in the Houston area, the 50s and 60s. I don't know if you're in the northeast part of the country. That's new stuff compared to 1700s or something. But it's very important that, you know, these properties come with some additional things you need to watch out for over properties that are, you know, 10 or 15 years old. And so I go through a lot of the detail on what to look for, how to minimize the problems, how to make sure you're doing everything the right way before you even get under contract on some of these older properties.
Yeah, it's going to be a good class. And you and I were talking before the show. We've done a number of 1950s, you know, pier and beam builds up here. You know what I love, Cyril, is when we go into the house and I have an inkling, an idea that under that ratty green shag carpet that someone put down in the 60s is probably a very nice hardwood floor. We pull that up during rehab, find those hardwoods, give them a good scrub and give them some love, and they just shine. And boy, people love that stuff. But beyond the cosmetic, you're right, there's a lot of stuff you do have to watch out. So for the listener, if this is something that interests you, I do encourage you, go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com and come on down to the expo again. That's going to be in mid-March. Come celebrate with us March 17th, that's St. Paddy's Day. We'll be having a good time trading stories, and come and learn from Sorrell. Learn about tenant screening. Boy, that is a point that I cannot drive into enough people's heads. You need to do that part right. That will make or break you. So you want to learn how, and here's an opportunity. So Sorrell, any parting words to the listener before we call it a day?
Just to get out there and take a look at it. With the volatility of the market, real estate, there's other classes that talk about this, but you make money in five different ways. And it turned my life from a 15-year plus retirement cycle to 3.5 years.
Beautiful. And we're going to wrap it with that. Hey, I thank you for listening today. And Sorrell, thanks for joining me. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.